This is part two of our live and local interview with Dr. Cheryl Logan, Superintendent of Omaha Public Schools. I'm Mike Hogan. Thank you for joining me.
There's something else that's been going on, and it may not be getting the press that it ought to be getting. You and the entire OPS organization have been very diligent about providing those meals for those folks who may be food insecure.
We have the ability to sustain for the long term. And we started off our food sites small in sites, but not necessarily in number. We also know that we have food security even when we are in school, and that we have to work with partners in order to get this done. It's not just lunch and breakfast. Is there food in the house? What kind of food it is? So working with our partners at the food bank and some other partners, and especially our philanthropic support, which has been robust and just outstanding, we came up with a long-term game plan. And as we move forward, today we added two new sites, and we will continue to do that. The following week we add one up at King Science, so that's a preview for, I usually send it out like on Thursday, so for May 11th we will have one. And then we go to 20. We add nine. We had a meeting on Friday, and we finalized our sites then. And then that's the 18th, and then on the 26th we will go to 40. And the 40 sites is where we feel we can sustain for the long term until we go back to school. And then if we have to have spot closures, that's kind of our frame. We don't know what the future is going to bring,
sure,
but we can reasonably predict that we would have at least some of that. We are prepared with a plan to do that for the long term. Very excited about being able to support our families during the summer with social work support that we don't normally do during the summer.
That's great. Last week, I picked up a story off the Newswire that you had spoken to the school board about purchasing iPads or laptop computers for all 54,000 students that would be on loan to them. Where is that at, and what hurdles have to happen for something like that?
The biggest hurdle is going to be we have to do a lot of training for our staff, obviously, but a lot of training for our parents. So we're really excited about creating the training for parents, that we can start that as early as June for our parents, that we can do it in different languages. And we're working with one vendor. Apple is the provider, as you know. And they have a really good track record of doing some of this work with our parents. But I think that was something that I am the most excited about, because I think it's something that we really did not have the opportunity, time, or quite frankly, the bandwidth to do that as we transitioned to remote learning. It was just like kind of everybody into the deep end of the pool. And, you know, can be a little bit more methodical. We don't have a lot of time, but we can be a little bit more methodical about how we ensure that our parents know the expectations, so that students are not getting just what they need, but what they deserve.
In this case, you're able to almost catapult the school district into a virtual learning environment that's robust, something that is more than just a proof of concept.
Absolutely. And I think, too, that, you know, some of the blended learning things, some of the learning packets, some of that will continue because, you know, kids need tactile, right? So it won't just be that they need to do one. You know, there are many other things that we have in the works to make sure kindergarten children have letters that they can put in the refrigerator that will be ready for us whenever we start in the fall. And we anticipate some supply chain issues. Vendors always promise, but, you know, we have to be honest. You know, we can see in the news already that there are supply chain issues, but we certainly, it won't be because of lack of effort.
Sure. Everybody's hearing about the economic impact of this. Can you kind of go over that to reassure people where we are from a funding standpoint and how that impacts the kids?
Well, the CARES Act, which they have tied the monies that will be distributed to school districts to their Title I funding. And we have been given information, and our chief financial officer, Mr. Scott Roberts, what we can expect. And so the entire chunk of that will go to this purchase. It's somewhere between $22 and $26 million. That's what we anticipate. But we do know that we're going to have to tighten our belts and, you know, need to be prepared to do our part. Obviously, kids come first, and we certainly will always make that something that is in the forefront of the way we talk about our children here in the Omaha Public Schools. But we do have a healthy fund balance, and that will help us as we, you know, it's a rainy day. It's raining, literally, today.
Yeah,
and we'll do what is needed of us and always put our children and our staff in the forefront of our decision making.
Is there anything that you would like to let folks know that we haven't discussed yet?
Well, the most important thing is that our schools made it happen. Our teachers, our principals, and all the other folks in between, our tech folk supporting schools, but they have carried the day. Teachers always carry the day. And I think that that's the most important thing, that our teachers, our schools, to include our first teachers, our parents, who have had to step into the role of teacher. And I laugh because, you know, you've seen some memes where parents have suspended their own kids from school on the second day. Yeah. But I will tell you, parents who, you know, again, who are first teachers, to thank them for everything that they have done.
That's Dr. Cheryl Logan. She's the superintendent of Omaha Public Schools. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.